Bhakti Sangha conference. Today we are really fortunate to have His Grace Gauravilas Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam from 6th canto 7.37 and 38. Before I hand over the call to Prabhuji, I'd like to hand over the call to Tiffany Mataji to give a brief introduction on Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Hare Krishna, dear devotees. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. This morning, this morning we have with us His Grace Gauravilas Prabhuji. Prabhuji came to Krishna consciousness in 2004, and he earned a MBBS degree from Grant Medical College. Gauravilas Prabhuji joined the ashram in 2010, and he was initiated as a disciple of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj in 2012. Prabhuji preaches in various medical and engineering colleges, and he also conducts programs for doctors at Bhaktivedanta Hospital and in corporate environments. He is also a teacher of Bhakti Shastri and Bhakti Vaibhav courses. He also conducts congregational programs in Mumbai and Maharashtra. Gauravilas Prabhuji has done thorough studies of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and Chaitanya Charitamrita, and it's so nice to have him as a regular in our group now. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept all of our humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for joining Bhakti Sangha conference call and giving your valuable association. And we are really eager to hear from you on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. I hand over the call to you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Just,
Hare Krishna.
Just give me one few seconds.
Sure, Prabhuji.
ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानो सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामी नितिनामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा. सो थैंक यू एवरीवन, थैंक वेलकम एवरीवन एंड थैंक यू फॉर गिविंग मी अ चांस टू सर्व. सो टुडे वी आर डिस्कसिंग फ्रॉम 6th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. We are on chapter 7, text 37 and 38. So we'll read the verse 37. Tathapi na prati bruyam guru bhi parthit prarthitam kiyat bhavatam prarthitam sarvam pranair arthaischa sadhaye. Translation. All of you are my superiors, therefore, although accepting priesthood is sometimes reproachable, I cannot refuse even a small request from you. I agree to be your priest. I shall fulfill your request by dedicating my life and possessions. Verse number 38. Shri Badarayani Ruvacha Tebhya Evam Pratishrutya Vishwarupo Mahatapah पौराहित्यम वृतश्चक्रे परमेण समाधिना. Sri Shukadeva Goswami continued, O king, after making this promise to the devatas, the exalted Vishwaroop, surrounded by the demigods, performed the necessary priestly activities with great enthusiasm and attention. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. The word samadhina is very important. Samadhi means complete absorption with an undiverted mind. Vishwaroop, who was a most learned Brahmana, not only accepted the request of the devatas, demigods, but took their request seriously and performed the activities of priesthood with undiverted mind. In other words, he accepted the priesthood not for material gain, but to profit the demigods. Such is the duty of a priest. The word puraha means family and hita means benefit. Thus, the word purohit indicates that the priest is a well-wisher of the family. Another meaning of the word puraha is first. A priest's first duty is to see that his disciples benefit spiritually and materially by all means. Then he is satisfied. A priest should never be interested in performing Vedic rituals for his personal benefit. Hare Krishna. So this is a very interesting section going on in Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, where Indra, he was defeated by demigods, demons, because he disrespected his own spiritual master Brihaspati. Then he was instructed by Brahmaji to go to Vishwarupa and accept him as his spiritual master. And because unless one accepts a spiritual master, he cannot become perfect in life. He cannot achieve success in anything of this world. We need guru in any and every field of our life. We have our Mahajans, you know, in all the fields. Just like we have our 12 Mahajans, everywhere there are Mahajans and people want to follow them in the field of cricket, Bollywood, politics, stock market, business, anything you do. There are Mahajans. So the priests, the gurus, they are required. So therefore, Brahmaji told Indra, please go to Vishwaroop and accept him as a spiritual master and he will do yajna for you. He will make you powerful. So, hearing the instructions of Brahmaji, Indra, and all the devatas, they requested Vishwaroop to become their guru. And in these verses, Vishwaroop, he answers, the 37th verse, Vishwaroop is saying, all of you are my superiors. Therefore, although accepting priesthood is sometimes reproachable, I cannot refuse even a small request from you. Why is he saying like this? Accepting priesthood is sometimes reproachable. You know, sometime back in our temple, Chaitanya Charan Prabhu was giving a class. And he made a very wonderful point. He was speaking about the principle of sages, priests. In the previous times, there were two types of sages. Forest sages and city sages. So, what is the difference between these two? Forest sages, as the name indicates, they stay in the forest, away from the city life, not connected to any of the, you know, things of the world, depending just on nature, just on God. And the city sages, they stay in the forest, they stay in the city, and they depend on the king for their subsistence. So there are some advantages and disadvantages of being a city sage and a forest sage. The city sage, they have an advantage. What is the advantage? They are aware of the, you know, scenario. They know what is going on in the society. So when they are asked some advice, they give some very, very relevant advice. But what is the, you know, disadvantage of a city sage? Because a city sage depends on the king for his maintenance. Many times or sometimes he can get influenced by the king. So here Vishwarupa is saying, although accepting priesthood is sometimes reproachable because, you have to follow or do things according to your yajman, according to the person for whom you are becoming priest. Forest sages are not like that. They completely depend on Lord and nature. They don't depend on the king. So therefore, they are free to give any advice. But the fault of the forest sages is they sometimes give irrelevant advice, because they don't know what is happening in the society. And in the second verse, now Shukdev Goswami, Badarayani, Badarayani, Shukdev Goswami, he is speaking that Ebhya evam pratishrutya. And the king, after making this promise to the devatas, the exalted Vishwarup performed priestly activities. So Prabhupada in the purport, he makes a very, very important, few very important points. So one word he uses is samadhina, paramena samadhina. Samadhi means complete absorption with an undiverted mind. And without absorption, we cannot become successful in any field of life. And Vishwarup, he is following this Ashtanga Yoga and he is also doing Yajna. So with great focus and concentration, he is performing the sacrifice. And therefore, he is a Purohit. And Prabhupada very nicely, analyzes the word Purohit. Puraha means family and Hit means benefit. The priest is well-wisher of the family. And then Prabhupada makes a very important point and we'll elaborate on this point. The last line. A priest should never be interested in performing Vedic rituals for his personal benefit. So a spiritual master or any person who is practicing the path of spiritual life, this should be the guideline. All our practices, all our Vedic rituals, they should be performed for, not for personal benefit, but for pleasing the Supreme Lord. Dharmasya hi apavargasya nartho arthayopakalpate narthasya dharmaikantasya kamo labhaya hi smritaha. This verse comes in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Dharmasya, dharma should be performed for apavarga. Liberation. Just like here it is said, priest should never be interested in performing Vedic rituals or personal benefit. He should be working only for spiritual benefit. A priest's first duty is to see that his disciples benefit spiritually. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said that Amar Agya Guru Huya Tare Ehi Desh Yare Dekha Tare Kaho Krishna Upadesh. Every devotee in Krishna consciousness, whether he is few days old or few decades old, he is a preacher. He is a teacher. Because that is our standing instruction given to all of us. Learn and preach. So that's not, just give me 1 minute. So that is the instruction given to each and everyone. We have to practice and we have to preach. And while we are practicing this path of Krishna consciousness, we should be very, very aware of why we are doing what we are doing. If we don't realize that why we are doing, then it just becomes a ritual. And Prabhupada says, ritual without philosophy is sentimentalism. And philosophy without ritual is mental speculation. So therefore, we should always be aware of why we are practicing Krishna consciousness, not for sense gratification, not for increasing our own sense gratification, not for increasing the sense gratification of our family or society, or make a good living. Dharmasya hi apavargasya. Devotional service should be performed for ultimate liberation. So why I'm using the word devotional service for dharma? We'll come to this point. Because generally dharma means occupational duties. Dharma, characteristic. Dharmasya hi apavargasya. Nartho arthayopakalpate. It should never be performed for material gain. And in due course of our practices, if we get material benefits, if we get artha, never use that artha for kama. Na arthasya. This artha should never be used for kama. So therefore, it is very clear, you know, in all the scriptures, in all the bhakti scriptures, in all the Vedic scriptures. Now, there are three types of scriptures. Some scriptures, they deal with lower parts of the body, the Kama Sutras. Some scriptures, they deal with the middle part of the body, Artha Shastras, how to feed the belly, how to earn. Some scriptures deal with upper part of the body. They are called Dharma Shastras. And some scriptures, they deal with the heart. How to purify the heart. They are called as Bhakti Shastras. Yeah. So, all the scriptures, their ultimate injunction is the same. To purify our existence and connect to God. Dharmasya hi apavargasya. Dharma should always be performed for liberation, not for material benefit. You know. So that's why Prabhupada has written so many books so that we can understand why we are practicing Krishna consciousness, why we are doing what we are doing. So therefore, it is very, very important. You know, people of this world, generally, when they practice religion or dharma, they practice because, I go to a movie and I like, and I go to temple, I also like that. So whatever makes me feel good, I'll do that. Just like, you know, we put lemon on the food, prasad ke upar nimbu dalte hai na. Why? Increases the flavor, right? People, they take shelter of spiritual practices just like lemon. But scriptures, they condemn this mentality. Atma sambhavita stabda dhanamana madanvita yajante nama yagyaiste dambhena avidhi purvakam. People who are impudent, atma sambhavita stabdha, they are impudent and conscious of their own self. That means arrogant. Yajante nama yagya iste. They do yagya they don't do nama yagya. They do yagya for naam. Naam ke liye yagya karte hain. They do yagya to get fame. But Bhagavatam condemns this mentality. Dharma should never be used for sense gratification. And that's what Prabhupada emphasizes in this purport. You know. One should never perform Vedic rituals for personal benefit. Neha yat karma dharmaya na viragaya kalpate na tirthapada sevaya jivan napi mritopisa. Your karma should lead to dharma. Your dharma, nehayat karma dharmaya, your dharma should lead to vairagya. Your vairagya should lead to devotional service. Otherwise, jivan napi mritopi sa. What's the use of living? It is as if dead person. If your karma doesn't lead to dharma, if your dharma doesn't lead to vairagya, if your vairagya doesn't lead to bhakti, it is waste of time. So therefore, we have to be very, very careful in this path of Krishna consciousness why we are doing what we are doing. It is very, very important to understand because, you know, in the path of Krishna consciousness, we may get cheated by Maya. It is very easy to get cheated by material nature. Just like Devahuti, when she was with Kardamuni and she desired children. Karada Muni was a great, powerful sage. He created a whole flying mansion and they enjoyed for hundreds of years. And then Karada Muni gave her children and he was leaving. Then she realized what she has done. Saham Bhagavata Nunam Vanchita Maya Yadridam Yatvam Vimuktidam Prapya Nama Muksheya Bandhanat. Then she tells Karada Muni, Saham Bhagavato, O great sage, certainly Nunam Vanchita. I have become bereft of the spiritual knowledge. I am cheated by Maya, Vanchita, Mayaya, Dridham. I am cheated by Maya. I got yourself. I got your association. You are such a great devotee of the Lord. Yatvam vimuktidam prapya. Are, I could have asked for liberation. But I asked for sense gratification of this world. So therefore, it is very, very important to understand why we are doing, why we are practicing Krishna consciousness. So we have to understand the greatest purpose of human form of life is to develop love for Krishna. Otherwise, Hari Hari Bipale Janam Guainu Manushya Janam Apaya Radha Krishna Nabajiya Janiya Shunya Vishakainu. This is one of the favorite bhajans of Prabhupada. Hari Hari Vifale Janam Agvainu. I have wasted my life. I have got this human form, Manushya Janam Paya Radha Krishna Na Bhajiya. I didn't worship Radha and Krishna. Janya Shunya Vishkainu. It is like drinking poison willingly. Same thing Kaviraj Goswami says in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Paya Manushya Janma Jena Shune Gaurugun. Hena janma tara virta haila. Paiya amrita dhuni piye vishagarta pani. Janmi ase kene nahi maila. Kaviraj Goswami says, Are you have got human form of life, paiya manushya janma. Are you are not hearing the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Yena shune gaurugun. Are why did you take birth? Hena janma tara virta haila. Your life is waste. It is as if paya amrita dhuni piye vishagarta pani. It is as if somebody gets a river of nectar and he drinks poison. Are why did you take birth at all? Janmi ase kene nahi maliya. Why didn't you die? So we have to understand why we are doing this practice of bhakti. Because you know sometimes our hidden material desires come up. And we may get distracted. So somebody may ask, well, should I fulfill my material desires or not? Material desires, if it is there really overwhelming, we can fulfill them if it is not hampering our devotional service much. The ideal is give up all material desires, but we are not pure devotees, right? We have material desires. So therefore, pray to Krishna, please purify me of these material desires. And Krishna does it very nicely, wonderfully. Satyam dishatyarthitam arthito ninam naivarthado yat punarthitam yataha swayam vidhate bhajatam anichatam iccha pithanam nijapada pallavam. It is true, satyam arthitam arthito ninam. If you want material benefits, he'll give. Lord will give. But, you know, when we ask something material from the Lord, Lord does something amazing. Naivarth doyat punarthitam yataha. He will give in such a way that the devotee will not ask for the same thing again. He'll regret. Why did I ask this? I got distracted from the path of bhakti. I have so much of sense gratification now. I cannot do bhakti properly. That repentance purifies the devotee of all the material desires. How does he do that? You know, just like devatas are telling in the fifth canto, it comes. In the heaven, all the devatas, they are praying to Lord. Oh Lord, we have done so much of tapasya, dana, tapa, so many things we have done. And we have come to heaven. And here, everything is so wonderful, there is one problem. We cannot remember your lotus feet here. So much of sense gratification. Kim duskarena kratubhistapo vratai dana dipirva dujayena falguna. Na yatra narayana pada pankaja smriti pramushtati shaindriya utsavat. Kim duskar, itna duskar tap, dan, vrata, sab karke we have come to heaven. Nayatra narayana pada pankaja smriti. That repentance purifies the devotees. So therefore, it is very, very important that we have to ask for the right thing. And if we cannot ask for the right thing, we should at least pray that please give me the, you know, desire to ask for the right thing. Abhito desire is also not there. Or it is very small. Sometimes it comes. At least I can speak about myself. You know. Lord does it very wonderfully. Naivartha doyat puranarthitam yata. How does he do that? Swayam vidhatte bhajatam anichatam. He gives himself. Lord gives himself to his devotee. If devotee says, oh Lord, give me some material things of this world. Lord will say, okay, I'll give. I'll also come along with that. Anichatam, devotee says, no, I don't want you. Anichatam, Lord says, nahi, lena hi padega, it is free offer. I always come. Ichha pidhanam lijapada pallavam, and when the Lord enters the heart of a devotee, all his desires are fulfilled. Just like Dhruv Maharaj, he says, oh Lord, I was asking for broken pieces of glass. And what I have got is diamond. Kacham vichinvan api divya ratnam swamin kritarthosmi varam nayache. So that's how we have to understand why. And this verse, dharmasya apavargasya, I was just telling, in dharma means devotional service. So Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, he describes very wonderfully what is dharma for different types of spiritualists. The dharma of a karmi is to enjoy, to work. Dharma of the karmi is to work, to get artha. And he gets artha for kama. So apavarg for karmi is heaven. When it comes to jnani, what is dharma for a jnani? All the various limbs of yoga. Jnani and the yogis. For jnanis, tapasya, brahmacharyena, shamena cha, damena cha, tyagena, satya, shauchabhyam. All these things are the dharma. And what is the apavarga? What is liberation for a jnani? Brahman mukti. What is the dharma for a yogi, ashtanga yogi? Yam, niyam, asan, pranayam, pratyahar, dharan, dhyana, samadhi, all these are dharma for a yogi. What is apavarga for a yogi? Brahman. What is dharma of a bhakta? We are interested in being a devotee. What is dharma for a bhakta? Shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, pada sevanam, all the nine limbs of devotional service, they are dharma for a bhakta. And what is the apavarga for a bhakta? Apavarga for a bhakta is prema bhakti. That should be our goal. We should never ever get distracted. At least we should theoretically be aware of our goal. Our heart's desire may be different because of our conditionings. But we should be aware, we jana kidhar hai, this is where I have to go. And although I keep taking so many detours, you know, hum log ghumte rehte hain. We know we have to go to Goloka, but theek hai, thoda ghum ke aate hain, we'll go to Indraloka also, we'll go to Swarga, we'll go to all the nice places of the, and ultimately we'll go to heaven, Goloka. You know, we keep traveling, we keep taking detours. You know, just like in Google Map, if you are traveling and you take a different route, and Google Map doesn't give up, Google will never say, now you cannot reach your destination. What Google does? Rerouting. Takes a, again tells you, okay, come back through this path. Our GPS should always be fixed. We may take detours because of our ignorance, because of our conditionings, but we should always be aware of our goal. We should keep coming back to the mainstream devotional service. And for that, we have to be really aware. The desire of a practicing devotee should never be material benefits. And if we have material benefits, material desires, we should repent for it. That repentance purifies the heart of a devotee. Because in our conditioned state, we cannot be free from material desires, right? You know, just like one time Prabhupada, one devotee told Prabhupada, most of the times I am Krishna conscious, sometimes I fall in Maya. Prabhupada said, no. Most of the times you are in Maya, sometimes you fall in Krishna consciousness. So most of the times we may be thinking of the things of the world, but at least we should be aware theoretically, Baba Jana Kidare, where do I want to go? Don't get distracted by the, you know, as you know, if somebody works in the company, in the outside world, people, they work and they get salary, right? Along with the salary, they get many perks and benefits, you know, traveling allowance, dearness allowance, and so many things they get, perks and benefits. Many times, just imagine if the person who is searching for a job, he gets attracted by the perks and benefits and doesn't look at the main salary. And if he says, oh, I am happy with the perks and benefits, I don't want the salary. You will say, this is a foolish person, right? Of course, we get attracted to a job because of the perks and benefits we get. But we never ever give up, you know, we never ever neglect taking the salary, right? You know, we are also working in a company of Panchatattva Enterprises. And we are promised, they are promising the best of the salary. Nobody in this world will offer such salary. What is that salary? Prema dhana bina dayat daridra jivan dasakori vetan more deha prema dhan. Prema ratan bina vyartha daridra jivan. This life will be waste without this. Prema ratan dhan. So, Dasakari, I have become servant in your company, and what is the salary I want? Vetan. Vetan means salary. Vetan more deha prema dhan. That is the dhan. That is the salary. Sei pancha tattva mili prithvi asiya. Purve prema bhandare ra mudra ughadiya. Pache mili lute prema kore asmadan. Yata yata piye trishna bade anukshan. So, pancha tattva have come. Panchatattva mili, they have come to Prithvi, and that thing which they have never distributed so far, Purve Prema Bhandarera Mudra, it was kept sealed. The love of God, this treasure, this dhana was sealed. They have opened this. They have broken the seal. They are distributing Pache mili lute prem. They are distributing this love of God freely to everyone. So we should be aware of, just imagine if somebody is working in some country and if he is paid in that country's, you know, currency. If somebody is working in America and he is paid in dollars and he says, well, I am from India. What is this dollar? I don't know if it will work or not. And he gives up that dollar. Hey, look, this is not a real currency. I am used to, you know, getting money, getting salary in rupees. will call this person foolish. He doesn't know the value of dollars. He's thinking I'm better getting rupees. When we are working in this, you know, process, we should be aware of the currency in which we'll be paid. Many times we get distracted by perks and benefits, or we don't know the currency in which we'll be paid and we keep looking for other things. I'm not getting rupees. I want rupees. I don't want dollars. Ekanta labham vachaso nupumsam shushloka maulir gunavadamahu shrutescha vidvad bhirupakritayam kathasudhayam upasam prayogam ekanta lab. There is only one benefit which we should expect by practicing Krishna consciousness. Shushloka maulir gunavadam ahu. We should only expect one salary in one currency, hearing and chanting. That is the only currency which we will get. If you are looking for things of the world, we'll get frustrated. Now, there are two aspirations in this world, lust and love. These two things drive people. Either you love someone, either you love Krishna, or you lust after things and people of the world. If we don't develop attraction for loving Krishna, we will develop attraction for things and people of the world. So therefore, we have to understand that what is this salary? Golo kera prema dhana hari nama sankirtana. This dhan Mahaprabhu has brought. Golo kera prema dhan. And if we don't take it seriously, it will be lost. Hari Hari Bipale Janama Guainu Manushya Janama Paya Radha Krishna Nabhajiya Janiya Shunya Vishakhain. So therefore, we have to understand that this is the most important currency which we should be working for, not for anything of the world, not for personal sense gratification. One of the Prabhupada disciples, he was telling that he was sitting with Prabhupada in one room in Calcutta, and a life member came and he was asking Prabhupada, Swamiji, can you show us some miracle? Prabhupada, he said, well, you know, I went to America with 40 rupees. And now in a short span of time, I have temples all over the world which are worth more than $400 billion. 400 million rupees, sorry, he said. Isn't that a miracle? And this life member said, oh, Swamiji, yes, that's a miracle. You know. So therefore, if we don't get attraction for Krishna, we'll get attracted to people of the world. We'll get attracted to things of the world. So we have to get attracted to the currency in which we are paid. We are paid in this ISKCON, in this international society. There is only one currency which we should expect, hearing and chanting. Hearing the names of the Lord, chanting the names of the Lord, hearing Bhagavatam, that is the greatest treasure in ISKCON. Sound vibration. Ekanta labham, ekanta, there is only one treasure, only one benefit. Shushloka mauli gunavadamahu. If you are not developing attraction, if you are not aware that this is the currency I want, you know, anybody, if he comes to spiritual life, he gets whatever he wants. That's what Krishna does. You want sense gratification? Take it. You want liberation? Take it. Whatever a devotee wants, Krishna gives. But he doesn't give bhakti so easily. Krishna yadi chute bhakte bhukti mukti diya kabu Krishna prema na den rakhe na lukaya. Keeps it hidden. Doesn't give so easily Krishna prema. He will give anything of this world. He'll give sense gratification. He'll give liberation. Not bhakti. Because why bhakti is rare, you know? Why Krishna doesn't give it? Two reasons. Krishna becomes purchased by his devotees. That's why he's very, very careful. He doesn't give himself so easily. He tests the devotees thoroughly and then only he gives it. Second reason, you know, Jeev Goswami writes in a commentary on Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Durgama Sangamani Tika, there he says, Bhakti is sudurlabha. Why it is sudurlabha? Very, very rare. First, Krishna doesn't give it so easily. And second, devotees, they don't endeavor enough. Shrinvata Shraddhaya Nityam Grinatascha Swacheshtitam. He quotes this verse. Swacheshtitam, Cheshta. Cheshta means endeavor. If somebody is not endeavoring sufficiently, Krishna will not give. So therefore, we have to understand that this is the Ekanta Labh. We have to learn to develop taste for Bhagavatam, taste for holy name. That's the only Labh we should expect. Any other Labh, Krishna will give. But it is a long way. And it may take a lot of time. So therefore, you know, it is very, very important why we are working for. We are working really hard in the, you know, bhakti. Bahut mehnat kar rahe hain. It is not so easy to practice Krishna consciousness. Chanting 16 rounds, follow principles, serving devotees, hearing Bhagavatam. Not so easy. We are working very hard. So we should be aware of why we are working. In any company, you know, if a person is working, every person goes to a company which gives best, you know, perks and benefit, best packages. In the process of Krishna consciousness, you know, apart from the salary we get, we also get perks and benefits. We have to be very, very careful on the path of earning this currency of prema. Naturally, perks and benefits will come. For sure, without even desiring, Krishna gives it. What are the perks and benefits in the path of Krishna consciousness? Many things. As a person becomes very serious, sincere practitioner, he becomes a famous personality. Other devotees, they glorify him. Oh, Prabhu, this Mataji, this Prabhuji is such a wonderful devotee, practicing Krishna consciousness since so many years, so very steady. Name, fame, profit, adoration, distinction, puja, labha, pratishtha, all these things come. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur tells, this is taranga rangini. In the path of unsteady devotional service, taranga rangini is the last wave. There are six things. Utsamai, Ghanatarala, Vyudavikalpa, Niyamakshama, Vishaya Sangar, and Tarangarangini. Tarangarangini is the last. At this stage, devotees are very steady. Pakka devotee. A devotee community knows that this Prabhu, this Mataji is a wonderful devotee. Naturally, he gets fame. Naturally, he gets position. This is the additional perk and benefit. We can't avoid it. It will come for sure. Because devotees, they like to glorify others. This will come for sure. Just by being in Krishna consciousness, you know. Just by spending years in Krishna consciousness, somebody will come and tell, "Are, you are practicing since so many years. You are such a steady devotee." This will come for sure. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes in Madhurya Kadambini, there are four kinds of anarthas. Dushkrit Uttha, Sukrit Uttha, Aparadh Uttha, and Bhakti Uttha. Fourth one is interesting. There are some anarthas which come because of Dushkriti. Dushkriti means if somebody does something sinful in the past life, some anarthas, they come because of that. What is that? Envy, pride, arrogance, anger, all these are Dushkritottha anarthas. What is a Sukrit Uttha Anartha? If somebody has done pious activity in the past life, you know what is Anartha which comes with that? Craving for sense pleasures. I want more and more of sense gratification. सुकृत उत्थ, अपराध उत्थ. इफ समबडी डज ऑफेंस टू होली नेम्स और डीटी, सेवा अपराध एंड नाम अपराध. अनर्थ, व्हाट इज दैट अनर्थ? द टेस्ट फॉर होली नेम गोज डाउन, टेस्ट फॉर डीटी वर्शिप गोज डाउन. He writes a very interesting type of anartha. Bhakti uttha. There are some anarthas which come because of bhakti also. What are these anarthas? Wealth, worship, fame, puja, labh, pratishtha, profit, adoration, distinction. Be very careful. Otherwise, if we just get attracted to things of the world or perks and benefits we are getting in Krishna consciousness, will miss the main salary. Prema ratana dhana helai harainu manushya janam apaya radha krishna na bajiya janiya shunya vish khainu. Prema ratana dhan, if you don't take it seriously, if you don't keep it very very carefully, harainu, it will be lost. So we have to be really careful about this perk and benefit. Because, you know, everybody likes to be glorified. If somebody glorifies us, externally we may say, nahi, nahi, Prabhuji, I am sinful, I am fallen, I am most fallen. Andar se, you know, inside, from within the heart, are, please tell more. Yeah, at least somebody is speaking. Aage ka hovar, shunite paaye shukhe, apurva amrit nadi bahe tomar mukhe. Please keep speaking, nectar is flowing from your mouth. Everybody likes to be glorified. So we have to be careful. One time, Prabhupada disciple Hari Vilas Prabhu, he recounts that Prabhupada was there in one place and 30 devotees, they were attending the program. It was a small room, so it was full. And Hari Vilas Prabhu, he was the organizer. He was a temple president there. So he was a little late. So he came after some time, so the room was full. So he thought, well, I am temple president, I am organizing all this thing. So he made the way through the devotees and sat just below Prabhupada. Another devotee was introducing all the devotees to Prabhupada. So when this devotee, Lochana Ananda Prabhu, he was introducing everyone and he said, he was introducing everyone. So this person, this Prabhu is doing this service, this Mataji is doing this service, and this is Hari Vilas Das. He is the temple president. Prabhupada didn't even look at him. You know. Along with Hari Vilas Prabhu, another devotee had come, Ghanshyam Prabhu. Who was he? Bhakti Tirth Maharaj. And he very humbly sat at the back. He didn't, you know, make his way to come near. And then Lochanan Prabhu, he pointed to Ghanshyam Prabhu. He said, Prabhupada, he is Ghanshyam. He translates your books. He likes to distribute your books. And Prabhupada said, oh, where is he? Please tell him to stand up. Hari Vilas Prabhu, when he heard this, he realized, oh, Prabhupada knew my heart. I wanted this puja, labh, pratishtha. We have to be really aware. This will come for sure. We don't have to get distracted. We should not do our services to get name and fame. In the beginning days, it is required, right, to encourage devotees. Because that gives the impetus, right? If somebody glorifies a new devotee, he likes to do more service. But after spending many years, if the impetus remains the same, I did so much of the service, I organized this entire program, nobody said one word, I will not do this service. You know, that should not be the motive. We should be attached to service, not service. We should be attached to doing service, not to the service, and not to the perks and benefit of the service. Another perks benefit which will come is we will get lots of skills. It's like, you know, all of us, we have developed some skills in Krishna consciousness, right? Skill of singing, speaking, managing, organizing things. So many things we have developed. Earlier, we were not doing any of this. Some of us may have developed the skills, right? these skills are awarded by Krishna. We should never ever forget that Krishna is giving this. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam. Krishna gives the buddhi. Krishna gives the intelligence. Okay, you do this now. We should always be thinking why I am doing this. And who is giving me the strength to do this? Tadvai dhanushtai shavaratho hayaste soham rathe nipatayastadanamanti sarvam shanena tadabhu dasadisha riktam bhasmam hutam kuhakaraddhami voptumushyam. This verse comes in the first canto, 15th chapter. Krishna has departed from the world, went back to the spiritual world, Goloka. Arjuna goes to Dwarka to meet him. He realizes Krishna has gone. He is bringing all the wives of Krishna. On the way, some cowherd men attack him with simple bow and arrow, and Arjuna could not do anything. That same Arjuna who has defeated the most powerful warriors on the planet, Bhishma, Drona, Karna, Kripa, he could not do anything. He was defeated. He comes back and tells Yudhishthir, this is the same Gandiva, Tadvai Dhanush, Taishava, same horses, same chariot. I am the same warrior. Still, Sarvam Shanena Tadabhut Asadisha Riktam, everything has become null and void in a moment. Because Ishriktam, Krishna has left. If Krishna doesn't give, what can we do? Bhasmam hutam, it is as if somebody pours oblations on ashes. Kuhakaraddham, if a sacrificial offering is taken away by crow. If evoptumushyam, if somebody sows seed in a barren land, it will not give any effect. Similarly, all my powers have become ineffective. Prabhupada writes a very beautiful line in the purport. One should not be puffed up of the borrowed plumes. What is ours? Nothing is ours. In this world, everything is given by Krishna. Paurusham Rishu, Krishna says. You should be always aware of this fact. Nothing is ours. That will keep us humble. All our skills, all our managing skills, speaking skills, singing skills, cooking skills, you know, whatever skills we have, preaching skills, book distribution skills, all given by Krishna to help us serve him. If he likes, he can take it anytime. All these skills, Krishna is not attracted by the skills. Krishna is attracted by the mood behind these services. Why I am doing this? Why? Intention is more important. Two things are, you know, very important to note. Purity of intent and consistency of attempt. Yeah. How pure are our intentions? And how consistent are our attempts? You know, just like somebody does some service one day in a week and then rest of the days he is gone. He is not visible only. Krishna is not pleased by that. Consistency pleases Krishna. It comes in the 12th canto, Markandeya Muni. You know, the description of Markandeya Muni is given there. Very interesting thing is described. Markandeya Muni, he was not doing anything extraordinary. He was just following his routine things day after day, year after year, decade after decade, you know, millennium after millennium. Consistency pleases Krishna. Krishna likes a person who is consistent in his practices. We may not become successful, but are we consistent in our attempts? Krishna is not so much concerned whether we are chanting our rounds attentively or not. Krishna is concerned whether we are trying to chant attentively or not. So that's how we have to understand. So all these things will come. Why Lord gives this perks and benefits if all these things are distractions, right? Why? Krishna likes to give benedictions to his devotees. That is his nature. And it is up to us to understand that this is the mercy of the Lord. We should not think that this is because I have done this. No. Mercy means I don't deserve this. Krishna likes to give benedictions. That's what he told Prahlad. Prahlad asked something. Prahlad said, I don't want anything. Prahlad, Narasimhadev said, I like to give benedictions. Please ask something. I am Varadaraj, Varadesh. So Lord likes to give benedictions. Another thing which Lord does is, he tests the devotee by giving benedictions. He tests. Because unless a devotee is tested, you know, we cannot understand whether that devotee is really fixed up. Tests, you know, make us more aware that now I have to work hard. All these skills, all these powers, they are given to test us. And when pure devotees, they get all these opulences, they don't get affected by it. They know this is the mercy of the Lord. Only sadhaka bhaktas, they get distracted. So we have to be really careful. Why? When Lord gives all these benedictions, please be aware. This is a testing time. You know, it comes in the fourth canto when Dhruva is fighting with Yakshas, killing all the Yakshas because one of the Yaksha killed his brother Uttam. And he's killing everyone. You know, last time we discussed this, the fight between Yakshas and the Dhruva. So after this fierce battle, as this is going on, Swayambhu Manu realizes now Dhruva is going overboard. He comes and gives good counsel to Dhruva. Wonderful section, you know, we can discuss this some other time. Very wonderful section. And Dhruva, he understands, he stops. Kuvera, when he hears this, he understands that, oh, now Dhruva has stopped killing my people. All the Yakshas, they are Kuvera's, you know, associates. He appears in front of Dhruva. He says, Dhruva, I am so very pleased with you. Please ask benedictions. Just imagine, Kuvera is coming in front and asking, Vardhan Mango, you know, he's telling, you know, ask for benedictions. Who is Kuvera? He can give any benediction, any treasure of the world. He's a treasurer of heaven. What did Dhruva ask? Saraj Rajena Varaya Chodito Dhruvo Mahabhagavato Mahamati Harau Savavre Chalitam Smritim Yayau Taratya Yatnena Duratyayam Tamaha. Raj Rajena Varaya Chodito, when Kuvera told him, ask benedictions. Dhruva is Mahabhagavata and Mahamati. These are two qualifications. Devotee should be intelligent. What to ask? Dhruvo Mahabhagavato and Mahamati. And the more we become purified, the more we will ask right things. At present, we may ask for material things of the world. But that's okay. We should ask at the end of our prayers, oh Lord, I don't know what to ask. That's why I'm asking this material thing. Please give me intelligence so that I can ask something which I am supposed to ask. That means I should ask spiritual things. Dhruva was Mahabhagavat. Therefore, what did he ask? Harau Savavre Achalitam Smritim Yayau. Please give me undeterred remembrance unto the Supreme Lord's lotus feet. What will happen by that? Tarati. I will very easily cross this ocean. Tarati ayatnena. Kuch yatna nahi karna padega. No endeavor. I'll cross this deep, dark ignorance of material existence. So that's how a devotee should be always aware of why he is doing what he is doing. Otherwise, he may get distracted. He may get lost, you know, and he may start thinking, okay, chalega, some material desires are also okay if I ask. So that's how, you know, today we discussed how we should not ask material things. We should ask spiritual things. We should not be interested in material sense gratification. We should be eager to ask for the spiritual things. That is love of God. So So with this, I'll end here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthra, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Anybody has any questions?
Hare Krishna, thank you. Thank you so much.
Just 1 minute. There is some problem here. Yes, Hare
Thank
Krishna.
You for this very, very beautiful class. It was very deep class. And the point you said from Madhurya Kadambini, it was really thought-provoking that we should go that deep, that anathas are there in the platform of bhakti also. Yeah. Thank you, Prabhuji. But understanding this theoretically is one part, but really, is it possible to go to that stage? And sometimes I get a doubt that sadhana is more important or expecting pure devotees' mercy is important.
Okay. Sadhana is more important or mercy is more important? Okay. Actually, there are two types of liberated souls. You know, we all know there are some people who are Kripa Siddha and there are some who are Sadhana Siddha. So, Kripa Siddha means I will not do any sadhana. I'll just depend on mercy of the Lord. Mercy of the devotees or mercy of the Lord. That's a very risky thing. What if we don't get it? When it comes to sadhana bhakti, what is the role of the mercy of the Lord and the sadhana and the endeavor of a devotee? In the first canto of Bhagavatam, you know, when this Narad Muni's episode is being described as a small boy. There, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur writes, it all starts with, we all know the 9 stages, right? Adho, Shraddha, Sadhu, Sangha, Bhajan, Kriya and all that. He tells there are 14 stages. It all starts with Mahat Kripa. Unless devotee gives devotion, we cannot have devotion. It all starts with Mahat Kripa. And then based on Mahat Kripa, a devotee, a person, whatever Shraddha he has, when the Kripa is given, then that Shraddha becomes more and more evolved. And then he engages in service, Mahat Seva. And that's how the process continues. Then Bhajan Kriya, then all that. So both things go together, but ultimately the first is Mahat Kripa. Without Kripa, we cannot advance, you know. Mahat Sevam Dwaram Ahur Vimukte Tamo Dwaram Yoshitam Sanghi Sangam. By association of devotees, we get the doors of liberation get opened. So unless we get mercy of the devotees, we will not get love of God. How to get mercy of the devotees? By endeavoring. Endeavoring to please devotees, endeavoring to serve the Lord, we'll get mercy of the devotees. So it goes hand in hand. Whatever little bit of Shraddha we have, based on that Shraddha, we should do endeavor. And seeing that endeavor, sometimes the endeavor attracts the mercy of the Lord. And sometimes without even endeavor, devotees, they show mercy. That was the case of Narad Muni, right? All these Bhaktivedantis, they showed mercy causelessly. Mahat Seva, Mahat Kripa. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur writes there that these devotees, that verse, na, Uchishtalepan anumodito dujai sakritsma bhunje tadapasta kilvishai evam pravrittasya vishuddha chetasas tad dharma evatmaruchi prajayate. They allowed him to hear, they allowed him to, take their remnants. They were Yadyapi Tulya Darshana, they were equal in vision, but they gave mercy to small boy Narada. So therefore, it is very, very important that without Kripa, we cannot do anything. To get that mercy, we have to work. Because devotees, they keep distributing mercy to everyone. But many times our vessel is like that vessel which has many holes. Chalni, See, lots of vessels, the mercy goes away. Our vessel should be very, very proper so that the mercy will stay. for the mercy to stay, we have to endeavor, because mercy is being distributed everywhere. You know, one time Prabhupada was in Gurukul, and one Gurukul boy said, Prabhupada, why are you showing so much mercy to Tamal, you know, Tamal Krishna Maharaj? Prabhupada was, you know, very, very, he would depend on Tamal Krishna Maharaj for so many things. Prabhupada said, I am giving mercy to everyone. He has taken advantage of it. You know, so that's how mercy is everywhere. We have to endeavor to get that vessel so that we can get that mercy. Okay.
Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
That vessel is our sadhana and seva.
Yes.
Thank you. And I request now, Sukhakar Prabhu, you can ask your question.
Yeah. Hare Krishna, Gauri Ras Prabhu. Your classes are always detailed and so much of main points you give. You told about this dharma apavarga for karmi. You told dharma is you told some many points. You told very fast. So for the jnani, you told mukti. For yogi, you told dana.
For jnani and yogi, the apavarga is the same. Liberation, Brahman.
Oh, liberation.
Brahman mukti.
Mukti. Okay. And what is it for the yogi? You told liberation. Yogi also told liberation only. And
yes,
for bhakta, you told
jnana and yoga. They are independent. They are interdependent. They both are okay. Actually the same path with a little bit of difference.
And for bhakta, you told nine limbs of devotees. Bhakta, nine limbs of devotees.
Nine limbs of devotional service. They are dharma for a bhakta, and the apavarga, the liberation, is prema bhakti. The goal. The goal is prema bhakti.
Okay. And for apavarga for bhakti is Krishna prema.
Krishna.
And desire for preaching in a devotee should be for getting Krishna prema. No, desire for a preacher preaching devotee should be Krishna prema. Krishna prema. What ND you told some point? I forgot to write.
I'm not remembering. About
okay.
Because as dharma apavarga, there are three things he says, Chakravarti Thakur, for karmis, for jnanis and yogis, and for bhaktas.
Mm-hmm.
It will come to mind, I'll tell you. Okay. Yeah. Okay, Hare
Krishna. Thank you.
Any other questions? You are muted.
You can ask your question, Deepika Keni Mataji.
Okay, Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Prabhuji, hello. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, yes, Mataji.
Yes. Prabhuji, regarding this, I just recollected what I heard in your class when you said karma should lead to dharma, dharma to renunciation, and renunciation to service to Krishna. So you had cited. So I'm just repeating what you discussed in the class. You had cited Shivi Maharaj's, he, for the surrendered pigeon, he gave flesh to the eagle. So by this sort of renunciation, one will not get liberation for Krishna or Krishna's abode. But if he renounces for Krishna, like you had quoted 9.27 shloka from Bhagavad Gita, Yad Karoshi, Yad Ashnashi, whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer or give away, or whatever austerities you perform, do that, O son of Kunti, as an offering to me. So I just remembered, so I wanted to share.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Okay, there is a question in the chat, Prabhuji, how the mind purification happens as we progress on the path of bhakti. Just keep chanting. That is the only. There are no miracles in the path of Krishna consciousness. It happens gradually. Jarayati ashu ya kosham nigirnam analo yatha. Third canto describes. Just like the fire consumes the firewood gradually. Similarly, the mind is purified gradually. And we don't even realize sometimes That's why devotees, they become little disturbed and anxious. Kuch ho raha hai nahi. Nothing is happening. I am practicing this so many years. Still same anarthas. Still same desires. No, it is working. We have to be patient with ourselves. You know, that is another snare of Maya. And Maya will tell, this process is not working for you. You are not made for this. Just give up. You have to be consistent. Just continue. Eba nahi bujhe keha shunite shunite seha skiyad bhuta chaitanya charita krishne upaji bepriti jani bhera sera riti shunilei bada hoye hita. Even if you don't understand anything, please keep hearing. Please keep practicing. What will happen? Krishne upaji bepriti, you will develop love for Krishna. Jani bhera sera riti, you will develop the mellows. You will know the mellows of Krishna consciousness. Shuni lehi bada hoye hita, it will be beneficial. So you have to just hang on, you know, and it will become mature. You know, as in Hindi they say, latke raho bas, you know. The fruit is just hanging on, you know, the mango, ripe mango, what it takes to become, kacha, unripe mango, what it takes to become ripe, just hang on. Just be there and enthusiastically keep practicing and these desires will go away. Okay. Hare Krishna. Could you please once
one more
again,
question?
Yeah, about the anarthas. How is anartha different from apradh? Anarthas are the outcome of our previous and current lives activities. Various types of anarthas. Dushkrit uttha, Sukrit Uttha, Aparadha Uttha, and Bhakti Uttha. Sukrit Uttha means, Dushkrit Uttha means anarthas which come because I have done something sinful in the past life. What is that? Lust, anger, greed, pride, all these are Dushkrit Uttha. Sukrit Uttha. The anarthas which come because I have done something good in the past life. What is that? I want more sense gratification. Craving for sense gratification. Aparadha uttha. The aparadha I have done because of seva. During the seva, deity worship and during chanting. Naam aparadha. What is the result? The taste will not come. Will not develop taste for chanting. Will not develop love of God. Bhakti uttha, because I have done bhakti. Naturally, it is not actually the anartha arising because of bhakti. Because of the conditionings which are there in the heart, they start coming up. And by the practice of bhakti, because when we become pure, we become famous. We become powerful, we become empowered, and as a result, our anarthas, they sometimes tell us, oh, you are so great. Oh, and you should get more name and fame. Only you entered that assembly, only one devotee offered you obeisances. Everybody should have offered you obeisances, right? That's how the anarthas, they dictate us. So that's how anarthas are. And aparad means, yeah, aparadha means anything which takes us away from aparadha. What is the meaning of aparadha? Radha comes from Radha and is related to Radharani's mercy. Anything which takes one away from the mercy of Srimati Radharani, that is called as aparadha. And any activity, anything which we do against the instruments of devotional service, I'm not remembering the exact line. I think Shivaram Maharaj, he writes a very beautiful statement, definition of aparadh. So, any negligent, offensive and inattentive dealings which we do towards the instruments of devotional service. What are the instruments? Deities, devotees and any other limb of bhakti. That is called as aparadh. Okay. Hare Krishna. Any other question?
Prabhuji,
I have one question. Prabhuji, you said that anarthas are from coming from the past, right? So the anarthas are nothing but the sanskaras, right? Both are same, right? Could you please correct me?
Okay. Samskars, there are two things. Vasana and anartha. What is these vasanas? Vasana means I have something wrong in the my conditionings which I have gathered in there are two things, vasanas and swabhava. Vasana and swabhava, these are two different things. Vasana means the conditionings which I have gathered because of doing something wrong in this life or the past life. All these lust, anger, greed, pride, envy, illusion, these are vasanas. This is not my swabhava. What is swabhava? Swabhava is my psychophysical nature which can be dovetailed in Krishna's service. Vasanas, nobody can say, nobody should say that I am like this. I am by nature angry. Oh, this, what can I do? This is my nature. No, it is not nature. This is not your swabhava. This is vasana. Vasanas have to be purified and swabhava has to be dovetailed. Whatever psychophysical nature we have, it can be dovetailed in Krishna's service. And by the process of Krishna's devotional service, we have to purify ourselves of our vasanas. So that's what we have to do. Okay, so I don't know if I answered your question.
So the sanskaras are made of vasanas and sabhas.
Yeah, okay, sanskars. Oh, sorry, the question was of samskar. Yeah. So samskar means whatever impressions we acquire in this life and in the past life. So there are some good impressions, there are some bad impressions. So all the bad impressions, they constitute vasanas. The good impressions, you know, they are good samskars. Of course, you can say bad samskars also, but samskar is generally a term which is used for something good, right? So good samskar means whatever good things we have done, whatever impressions we have acquired, good impressions, which are helping us to live a life of a human being properly and to live a life of a devotee properly. They are called as good samskars. Pichle samskar hai. And of course, in this life also, we have Shodash Samskar, 16 Samskars, to purify our impressions, starting from Garbhadhan Samskar, then Janta Samskar, Upanayan Samskar, and all that, it goes on. So that's how Samskars are. Okay.
Prabhuji.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, you said that Lord likes consistency. So what is there in the consistency that Lord looks into it?
Means what is that? Same thing every day, you know, at the same time. Consistent. Whatever. If not at the same time, at least we should do chanting 16 rounds every day. Consistently, whatever may happen. You know, reading Bhagavatam every day. Consistently, whatever may happen, doing services every day. Just like we do, we take food 3 times, prasad, we don't miss it. The more we are consistent, getting up early in the morning, however, whatever may happen, even if I come late in the night from some program, I am there for Mangal Aarti. That is consistency. You know, that should be everyone's, you know, mood. I want to be consistent. Whatever may happen, I have decided to chant my rounds, I will do it. 16 rounds, most of the rounds I should chant in the morning, I'll do it. I'll mold my life in such a way that I'll give priority to chanting so that I can be consistent. Some people are consistent, you know, it's like in the Mangal Aarti in Radha Gopinath temple, in our temple, some devotees, their places are fixed in Mangal Aarti. Kahan pe khade honge wo? They'll be fixed. You can find them. You know, if you want to find somebody, oh, subah mein there is nobody who has come for dressing. Okay, you go temple hall mein, sabse aage, this devotee is always there. Sabse piche, this devotee is always there. Near sound system, this devotee is always there. You know, consistent. For chanting, fixed place. For Bhagavatam, fixed place. You know, so like that, you know, something which we do consistently, Because that's how we are training our mind. You know, when we do something consistent, whatever may happen, I will do it. We train our mind. You know, sometimes the mind starts screaming. And it happens in the previous initial days of Krishna consciousness when we are told to get up early in the morning, subah, you know, 5 o'clock or 4:30, Mangala Arati. For few years, mind screams, "Arey, late night ho gaya hai, you're tired." But if you do it regularly, mind will think, "Isko bol ke fayda hi nahi hai." There is no use telling him. You know, he's always there. Okay, theek hai, bolna chhod deta hai man. Mind stops speaking. That is consistency. Okay, Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhu.
I'll take two more questions because I have to leave. Yeah.
Yes, there is only one hand raised. Gauranga Mataji, you can please ask your question.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna,
just give
Prabhu.
Just give me one few seconds.
No problem.
Yes, Mataji.
Yes, Prabhu. I also need to clarify this concept of samskaras, because my understanding is that we have samskaras that are both positive and negative. Like the positive ones, they can be useful in our Krishna consciousness, but we also have impressions that are unfavorable for Krishna consciousness. So my understanding is that samskaras are not necessarily positive. Is it so?
Yes, Mati. That's what I said. You know, there are some positive impressions, there are some negative impressions.
But you were saying that the negative ones are called vasanas and the positive ones are called samskaras. But my understanding is that samskaras can be both positive and negative.
Yes, they can be termed, you know, both negative and positive. Generally, you know, in the generally speaking, when we talk about samskaras, we talk about something which is, you know, positive in our, you know, culture. So, of course, the samskaras are bad, maybe bad also. Yes, but there is a particular name which is given to bad samskaras. So, that's, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And one other thing is, when you were listing the four, I think it was four types of anartas, you know, one of them sounded like aparad, like when we're doing seva, improperly. So in that particular case, it sounded like there was some kind of fusion between aparad and anartha, like seva aparad and anartha. I don't know if it was the second or third type of anartha that you mentioned.
Okay, okay. So the point was anarthas. There are four kinds of anarthas which Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes in Madhurya Kadambini. Sukrit Uttha Anarthas, Dushkrit Uttha Anarthas, Aparad Uttha Anarthas, and Bhakti Uttha Anarthas. So Aparad Uttha Anartha. Some Anarthas, they come because of the Aparad we do. Aparad means the wrong things which we are doing in our deity worship and chanting. That creates some Anarthas. So what is that Anartha? We all know when we chant inattentively, we can't develop love of God. We become distracted. And it takes a long time to achieve perfection. So that is anartha. You know, we are wasting our time thinking that, okay, we may think that I'm chanting, but actually if you're not attentive, it is the anartha, because it is binding us in this material world. And of course, the same thing applies to seva aparadha also. If we are doing some deity worship and we are not following the rules and regulations, then it is an aparadha. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes that amongst these seva aparad and nama aparad, to rectify the seva aparad, we can chant the names of the Lord. You know, that will rectify the seva aparad. So that's how seva aparad are less serious if we are repentant. That's what, after, you know, deity worship, we chant this aparad shodhan mantras. There are few mantras we chant after worshipping deities. Aparad sahasrani kriyante harnisham maya dasoma mitima matva samashyo madhusudana. Oh, I have done so many aparads in the worship. Please forgive me. I am repenting for it. So that's how the seva aparads can get nullified when we chant the names of the Lord attentively. Okay, Hare Krishna.
Yeah, Hare Krishna. Yeah, actually, I'm wondering if you could, is there like maybe a broad definition that can distinguish between anartha and aparad? Like, is there like a comprehensive statement that can say aparad is this and anartha is that?
I'm not so much aware of the exact definition, just the general understanding I've shared. Anartha, aparad means anything. Basically, there are two types of there are various types of aparad. You know, the general definition of aparadha. Radha comes from the word radha, that is Radharani. Anything which hampers from getting mercy of Srimati Radharani, that is aparadha. You know, and that may be anything related to devotional service. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Archanam, Padasevanam, all these things, they are the limbs of devotional service. And, you know, if we are not careful, we do aparad towards these things, towards deities, towards holy names, towards, you know, devotees. That is aparad. And adartha means whatever sinful activities we have done in the past life. So broadly speaking, aparad is basically related to direct processes of devotional service. Anartha, anything wrong we do in this world, anything sinful we do in this world creates an anartha in our heart. Anartha of lust, anger, greed, pride, envy, illusion. Okay.
Thank
That's
you.
What I can say. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Any last question? Oh, there are no questions, so we can end here. Okay, Prahlad Anand Prabhu has a question.
I don't have a question, but I just want to be grateful to your services and, you know, your classes. About the Mahat Seva, what I have experienced in my life is that, you know, despite all the brothers and others and whatever, you know, I have done wrong in my life, I have felt that Sri Prabhupada's mercy has always acted on me, bringing me back to where I should be. And that reminds me of Prahlad Maharaj's slogan. He said, Naisam mati stavat guru karmanke guru satyan. That's a gamo of that. Mahiya sham padra rajubi sekam diskityanam vanitya. I have done some Vaishnav seva, Chadiya Vishnav Vaishnav seva, Nisar Pai Dekeva. Sri Radha Govinda Swami is my, you know, deity. I'm kind of so dedicated to him. And to his, because of his service and because of his mercy, and still Prabhupada's mercy, I have felt that I have progressed step by step, little like that, despite all my fall downs like that. So that's the one thing which I learned from you about Mahat Seva today, Mahat Seva. Thank you very much for allowing me to speak, Prabhuji. And then with Pranam to all.
Give your blessings and mercy so that I can also follow what I am speaking. It is easy to speak, but very difficult to follow. Just depending on mercy of the devotee so that I can also get some strength to follow whatever I am speaking. Thank you, Hare Krishna. Okay, so
thank you.
End here.
One last thing, Prabhuji. Can I ask?
Yeah.
Yeah, Prabhuji, the ultimate thing, ultimate seva is to chant always. Chant our holy name. And if can we understand that we are not in a condition to chant 24/7, that's why we take up seva and sadhana?
Yes.
That's the correct understanding.
Has given, yes, yes, yes. There are two things, Pancharatra Vidhi and Bhagavat Vidhi. You know, so although Bhagavat Vidhi is sufficient, it comes in the second canto, first chapter, you know, Tasmad Bharat Sarvatma, Bhagavan Ishwaro Hari Shrotavya Kirtitavyasha Smartavyasha Ichatabhayam. He says there are three things we have to do, Shravana, Kirtan, Smarana. So Shukdev Goswami, when he speaks this, Parikshit says, these are three. Which is the one? I want one. Etan Nirvidyamananam Ichatam Akutobhayam Yoginam Nirpanirnitam Harer Nam Anukirtanam. Shukadeva Goswami says chanting is the best. Prabhupada writes in the purport, well, if chanting is the best, then why all these other limbs are given in Kali Yuga? Because we are not qualified to chant 24 hours a day. So therefore, all these things are given so that we can remain engaged. Otherwise, it is the chanting is sufficient. But we are not on that level to do 24 hours of chanting, or we cannot be like Haridas Thakur. Okay, so that is under correct understanding. Yeah, thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you very much. Very, very wonderful class.
Thank you.
भागवतम की जय इस देश गौर विलास प्रभु जी की जय
थैंक यू सो मच
हरे कृष्ण थैंक यू सो मच